Welcome to the December 2014 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. We entitle this the New England's Greatest Gift to America. Well, it's just our opinion. As many of us prepare to celebrate Christmas this month, I think it might be appropriate for us to appreciate the fact that we have the freedom to do so. Unlike some countries you and I know about, we have no laws dictating how, when, or whom we worship. Of course, it wasn't always that way. In fact, thanks to one Roger Williams, remember him? Little Rhode Island was the first civilized community in the world to allow freedom of religion. When it came to tolerance, they were way ahead of, for instance, the Puritans, who established the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1630. The Puritans insisted everyone adhere strictly to Christianity. As for Christmas, well, there was to be no decorating trees, hanging stockings, giving gifts, or celebrating in any way. All that sort of thing would be way too much fun, and fun was a definite no-no to the Puritans. However, before we dismiss these early Massachusetts settlers as intolerant religious extremists, we should remember that it was these same people who came up with what I believe may well be the greatest gift New England has given to America. I'm referring to a certain tool these early settlers used to tell right from wrong. Throughout our history and unto the present day, it's been known as the New England conscience. John Quincy Adams called New England the colony of conscience, and in most references to it in 19th century literature, it's invariably capitalized. For me, the best definition of the New England conscience was one stated by the late Mary Peabody, mother of Governor Endicott Peabody and wife of the late Malcolm Peabody, Episcopal Bishop of Central New York. Remember when, I don't know, sometime around the 1960s, she went to St. Augustine, Florida, and at age 72 ended up in jail as a result of the civil rights demonstration at a local restaurant? Remember that? As I recall, there were many people across America at that time who considered her as simply a meddling, do-gooding old coot looking for headlines. But I think most New Englanders knew better. They knew she was sincere. Quote, "Do your duty, do your part in life. That's what being a New Englander means to me," she told my Dublin, New Hampshire neighbor, author Richard Merriman, when he talked with her in her Cambridge home 14 years later. Quote, "Doing your duty, caring for things that are good and true, being a terrible prig, I suppose," unquote. That's her talking. The fuel shortage of the 1970s had begun at the time of Merriman's Yankee Magazine interview. "I don't allow myself a fire if I don't have anyone here," said this frail, then 86-year-old widow lady, as she sat covered by a shawl, the thermostat set at 60, in her ancestral home, surrounded by memorabilia of her distinguished, wealthy, and influential ancestors. Quote, "In my mother-in-law's Bible, after she died, I found a little note she had written to herself. It said, 'Remember to be cheerful.' I think that's very important, not to complain, to say you're lonely all the time. All I say is I'm cold all the time. I'm very frugal. Also, the thing to do is to save energy. So I put on layers like the Chinese, my layers of clothes," unquote. I remember after reading this, I felt like calling upon John Winthrop, remember him, Cotton Mather, or any of the old-time leaders of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, to let poor old Mary Peabody off the hook. Enough of that Puritan ethic that passed down through so many generations. Why not tell her she can have a fire now? She could say she's lonely. Why not? Let her alone, for heaven's sakes. But, of course, that wouldn't help. She would tell them how it ought to be. She didn't need, quote, permission, unquote, from anybody, past or present. For Mary Peabody, the only voice of authority was that which was deep within her, the voice of her New England conscience. So somehow, subtly, mysteriously, I believe the New England conscience, or call it what you will, remains within people of every faith throughout America today. It's our strength, our leg up on those who would do us harm. So, Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, and Happy Hanukkah, too.